This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Isn't it crazy? It's raining this morning and yet we had a beautiful, glorious day on Saturday. 29 degrees. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was sweating in the car.
Did you have your shorts on?
No, I had my pants on. I was dressed like I am wintering, going, what the hell is going on? I had to get home and get changed.
Wasn't it beautiful?
It was really, really beautiful.
I walked into the city on Saturday.
Did you go with Fuzzy or?
No, I didn't take him in because I wanted to do some shopping, get a few things.
Oh, lovely.
But it was just fantastic.
Oh, beautiful.
And then it was freezing again.
I know.
This morning and wet.
I know. Ridiculous.
Now, I didn't
Yesterday was lovely though.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to make it today.
Why? What happened?
Oh, I got up. I walked to the tram stop and, you know, I was looking at my phone because we've got to see what's happened in the news overnight. It's important.
Yes, of course. Well, we
staring
do
at my phone
radio.
And my left leg slips.
Oh, no.
In something.
Is this outside the tram stop?
Outside the tram stop. It was so, so horrible. So I ran back home. I changed my shoes.
Did you fall over, like, fully?
No. I stepped in something.
You stepped in shit.
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but it just, like, I nearly pulled a muscle doing it, but I got here on time. But I want to pull you up on something, because we came into the studio, and I said to you just before, I said, oh, Anastasia, it's really dull in here. What's wrong? I wish we had more light. I can hardly see. You're sitting next to the light switch, and you said to me, well, you better get up and just make sure they're all switched on. Get off and do it.
I'm so used to ordering people, don't I? I was getting distracted because, darling, your eyebrows.
What about them?
I'm looking at them right now. I'm going, oh, my God. I've never seen anything quite like
They're a bit John Howardy at the moment, aren't they?
Like, you could actually have ponytails. I feel like finding an elastic band and tying them up because they are distracting you. I can't see your eyes.
They
are so long.
I could put that moustache wax in them at the end. Oh my. Well, you know what? Normally I get my barber to cut them when he cuts my hair.
Yes.
But he forgot last time.
Right.
So I go there every 4 weeks. So it's 2 months worth.
I'd ask for a free haircut now because honestly, it is so distracting for me.
Can I confess something though? Mm. I don't know how to cut them myself.
Right.
Because I'm always too scared that I'll slip and the scissors will go into my eye. I can't stand sharp things near.
Do you trust me?
Yeah,
would
I trust you.
Let me do it? Maybe
I would.
We can give you a little haircut at the end of the show.
Not with a pair of office scissors.
If you have to snip those ponytails off.
But maybe you could because they need it.
Yeah, no, oh my God, I know.
Or I could go to Bali and braid them or something. Hey, I received a pic on the weekend.
Did you?
Yes, someone's private parts.
Oh, no.
And it was from I don't know who the person was. They're not a contact of mine, so it was an unknown number.
Anonymous.
And I hate that.
Yeah, so do I.
I hate that. I don't know what they expected me to respond with.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got my number, but I don't know what they expect me to respond with, but it just turns me right off.
Are we too old for it, Warren? Because I'm thinking maybe we are, or is it? I just find it really kind of yucky, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, you were seeing a guy a little while ago.
Yeah.
Did he ever send you any?
Well, it's funny because in the beginning I got quite a few. And but then we stopped seeing each other for 3 months and then we reconnected and within the first week I got one. He sent me a
within the first week.
Within the first week. And I'll never
forget. So when you were seeing him beforehand, did he send them to you?
Yes, he did.
Right.
But not so much. Actually, no, I got naked photos, but I didn't get the private bit. But this time round, a week into it, I got pretty much straight away. A private bit photo. And I remember thinking, oh, I was like really disappointed thinking, oh, mate, did you have to go there? But he actually thought that would turn me on and he actually wrote, wow, because I was feeling really emotional about him thinking, oh, my God, I think I really like him. And he actually thought it was the private bit photo. He had audacity to send me a text and go, so what was it that made you want me more? Is it the private bit photo? And I was thinking, oh, my God, if only you knew, that really put me off.
And even that follow-up text would turn me off even more.
Yeah.
About self-obsessed. You know, there's an art display on full of dick pics.
No way.
That's right. This lady, Whitney Bell, she begged her friends for unsolicited pics, unsolicited pics that they received from men to display in a gallery that's converted to look like a woman's house. She said, I wanted the viewer to feel innately at home, to be completely comfortable But unlike most women's living rooms, the walls are covered with screenshots and text messages of guys with their bits.
Wow.
And the so the text messages can be quite...
Quite aggressive. Yeah.
And it's all to do with highlighting just how aggressive people can be when they're sending texts and pictures to people.
Well, I received one from an ex-employer, which I ended
From an ex-employer?
Yeah, which I ended up taking to the Human Rights Commission.
Good on
which
you.
Which was fantastic. But, yeah, it was an aggressive, almost like insinuating, hey, babe, I'll show you if you're not into blokes.
I would have taken him too.
Yeah, well,
so no,
I did.
No dick pics for Anastasia.
Now, listen, this is not a very exciting news, but Shane Warne was accused of hitting glamour model in the face at a UK nightclub.
Really?
Right? Yeah, Australian cricket legend and consistently questionable bloke Shane Warne has been accused of hitting a British glamour model in the face during an argument at a London nightclub. The model, 30-year-old woman named Valerie Fox, posted several updates on her situation via Twitter, including a bruise on her face. Now, I deplore any kind of violence. I'm completely
Absolutely.
Against any violence.
Against anyone.
Any. Not even just the hitting kind, any kind of violence. But I don't know, I feel kind of triggered by this because Valerie takes it to Twitter and says, I'm absolutely traumatised by tonight's events. Being a victim of assault is horrible and I thank the UK police for their help and support. She follows in by saying things like putting up photos of her bruised eye and another one here, and no, I'm not lying. I'm not lying. Just because you're famous doesn't mean you can hit women and get away with it. Now, I know I'm putting that voice on. I'm getting a little bit triggered because I've been accused by ex-partners, well, one particular ex-partner, that I actually was violent and I was hurting them.
You'd be the least violent person that I know.
And what gets me angry about this is that, look, maybe it is true, but I just really am sceptical about it, Warren, because when someone's traumatised and they've been hurt and they've been abused like that, would you really take it to Twitter and go, I'm not lying. Look at my bruise, and taking these kind of selfie photos for me. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm all about naming and shaming an abuser. I get that. You know, an amazing feminist, Clementine Ford, does it all the time. But this doesn't sit with me. I don't know.
And you've got the fact that it is a famous person that has been thrown into the mix.
Yeah, so it just doesn't seem exactly authentic to me.
Who actually?
It's almost like a personal attack.
Yeah, and maybe you are being triggered because of what happened to you.
Yeah,
back
yeah.
then, but I guess we'll find out as time
we'll
goes on what Shane's
Valerie
version
Fox.
Of
yeah,
the story
exactly.
is.
Yeah, exactly.
On the way in this morning on the tram, there's a guy and he's there every morning that I get on and he sits in the front seat and he talks to the driver and another lady that's there as well. So they both talk to each other.
I love that he's social.
He's really bitchy though.
Like at 6 in the morning.
He's really nuts. He's always complaining about things and when everyone who gets on, he says something bad about them, like he criticises. And I get on and he looks at her and he rolls his eyes.
So it sounds like he's the commentator on the tram.
He's like the commentator on the tram. But another lady got on today and I think she was obviously a visitor from somewhere and she had a strong accent. And she said, to the tram driver, she knocked on the window, she said, can I buy a ticket?
Excuse me, can I buy a ticket?
And he said, no, you've got to get it, you know, the Mikey system. He explained it to her. And then she went and she sat down and he looked at the tram driver and he said to her, could I have an ice cream as well, thanks? And then he rolled his eyes. What a nasty man.
Oh,
she had no idea.
He just sounds like he needs an ice cream.
I nearly said something to him, but I didn't. Anyway, good morning. Good morning, Melbourne.
We should get him into the show. I'd love this guy.
Oh, just misery the whole time. Everyone. He attacks everyone who gets on. There's this critique of them. Hey, Anastasia, on last Friday, I went out for dinner with a friend of mine.
Right.
He cooked me dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely guy.
Yes.
And we had a really good night, great chat. But he did this thing, sous vide. I don't know if you've heard of it before. I'd never heard of it before. And it was this bath of water. And this,
maybe you didn't dip yourself in it.
Didn't dip. But
it's hot.
No, well, it wasn't.
It was cold.
It was 55 degrees.
Right.
And it had a thing that almost looked like one of those handheld blenders sticking on the side that heated up the water and sort of bubbled it around a bit like a fish tank. So it's sort of this thing on this pot on the stove. And in it, he put some meat. And the meat was sealed in a plastic bag.
Oh, lovely.
And put it in.
Perfect, yeah.
And it looked, I must admit, it looked like alien embryos boiling away. But it's.
Are you sure it wasn't?
It wasn't. It was steak. But then he just seared it afterwards.
Sure, it wasn't an IVF program you walked into. Are you sure it was dinner and you weren't in hospital?
It was. It was so, but it was so tender, and it was amazing, and it was one of the juiciest steaks I've ever had.
Well, it sounds like this guy wanted to sleep with you.
No,
he's trying to impress you.
No, he's a good friend of mine.
Come on, who goes through that? Unless you're going to, you know, Heston Blumenthal or whatever. Hey, can I quickly say, you know Heston? You know what Heston means?
No,
you know the chef, the celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
In Greek, it means crap on him. I was so horrified on the weekend.
Why? What happened?
Well, I was having lunch Saturday during the day with my family, and I freaked out because I went back onto the couch and was getting messages on my Messenger, right?
Yeah.
On Facebook. Couldn't access them. So every time I tapped into my Messenger, the screen, it would just go black.
I kept having the same problem too.
I was freaking out, going, oh, my God, something wrong with my phone. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So I stopped everything. Mum goes, where are you going? We're making dessert. I'm like, I've got to go. So I went to the nearest Apple Mac store.
You, hang on.
I just turned it to Jermaine, from a private
phone school. Took over from eating your mum's dessert.
Yeah, it took over. I was like, oh, my God, I need my phone.
Sorry.
So I said, look, I'll be back. Right. Give me half an hour. This has to be resolved immediately. So I went over to High Point, which we usually call Knife Point Shopping Centre.
Right.
Because I can't stand shopping centres. Anyway, walk into the Apple Mac store and there's a massive line and it's packed and I'm thinking, oh, my God. Anyway, I'm in line and you go up to the guy will come up to you and say, what are you here for? And I just said, oh, my God, my Messenger doesn't work. There's something wrong with my phone. And then this woman behind me, she's like, oh, my God, did you just update your phone? I just did the update. It's still not working. So she was a fellow WOG. And I'm like, yeah, like, what's going on? And she's like, I can't believe it. Right. And then the guy thankfully said, it's okay. It's happening to everybody. You can go home. You've just got to delete it and put it back on. And thank God the problem was solved.
Delete it?
So you just delete your Messenger app and reinstall it and then it fixes the problem. But it was happening to every Apple user.
Because it was happening to me as well.
Yeah,
was,
is it okay now though?
It seems to be okay now. I didn't delete it.
I just love meeting fellow WOGs that are just panicked
I can't believe you gave up your dessert for your phone. Come on.
Exactly.
Come on, that's so good. Anastasia just walked in here with three pairs of scissors because she wants to cut my eyebrows.
Well, it's interesting because Joy's giving away free scissors. It's got a little note and a bowl with lots of scissors saying, free, help yourself. Perfect to get rid of those eyebrows.
You don't need three of them.
Well, I'm going to need more than that. I need a bloody lawnmower to get rid of them.
Scissor hand, a whippersnipper.
Hey, now, did you receive on Saturday a text message from Yes Equality campaign to make sure that you vote yes for equal marriage equality?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't receive it.
It must have been just VIP people because they received one.
Maybe it was. It might be also because I think my mobile number's registered on that do not call register.
Mm.
So maybe they checked them with that first.
Yeah, okay.
But I didn't receive. What did it say?
Well, basically it's just asking you to please vote yes. It's a Yes Equality campaign. And some people are pissed off about it because they're like, well, we were going to vote yes anyway, but now that you're, you know, invading our privacy, you've ruined our lives, we're now considering no. So people are really annoyed.
Over a text message
because, you know, it's a breach of privacy. Now, look, on some level, like, oh, okay, because initially I looked at my phone and went, how the hell do they have my number to send me this? But I got over it pretty quickly, right? There's other things to worry about. But, I mean, people are just banging on about it and having hissy fits over receiving a text message.
Over a text message.
I mean, this is our lives, for heaven's sake. Why not? Come on, get over it.
I see Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek has defended the text message.
Yeah, so she should.
Of course, urging people to vote yes. And Alex Greenwich, the co-chair of the Australian Marriage Equality, said the text messages were sent using a technology platform used by political parties during elections campaigns. It's been used for years. And he said the campaign was trying to reach millions of Australians and would be matched with more traditional campaigning.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not get the message out there?
Now, I was having a chat to Mark from Brekkie Bears who were here on Mondays over the weekend, and he's been doing some campaigning. And he was explaining to me that the whole idea is to activate the yes vote.
Absolutely.
So it's not as though it's compulsory voting. It's all about, you know, getting...
It's not like we're selling you something.
Getting through that apathy to, hey, get out
exactly.
there, we've got to, because the no vote are quite active as well in terms of their campaigns. And I don't know if you saw on Friday, there was a bit of a protest at one of the no campaign events, sort of a conference thing. And I know Lyle Shelton, the Christian guy, mm-hmm. the Christian the lobby group, the head of the Christian lobby, was there as well. And these protesters were there. And I actually thought to myself, look, I'm passionate about the yes vote, as are you, as are most of our listeners. But I'm not sure if that was necessarily effective because these people are diehard no voters anyway.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm not sure if protesting at one of those events is actually going to change their opinion. And I'm thinking that sort of effort might be better in activating those that are, I'd vote yes, but I can't be bothered filling out my form. I don't know what I do with it. You know, that just lazy
voters. Apparently a lot of forms have been found getting dumped.
Absolutely, which sort of makes a bit of a mockery of the whole process as well. If you haven't got your vote, you should have got it by today.
Yes.
Check today's mail. If you haven't, you can go to the ABS website and register.
Exactly.
They'll
right.
resend out another form and they'll invalidate the form that was sent originally.
And if you're annoyed that you got a text message about voting yes, get over it.
Get over it. Vote yes. We were talking earlier about the text message that was sent out to...
Only to very important people, shall I note, Warren, because I got one.
I didn't get one.
Right.
I didn't get one, but we were talking about it and what we thought. We got a message in.
Simon has gotten in touch and he says, I already get unwanted SMSs from various companies on my phone and I don't like it. It's intrusive and invasive. If a company wants to send me an official notification, it can send me an email. SMS is for personal messages from my family and friends, not for corporate communication. Sending me a political campaign message via SMS is just outright rude. I tracked down their website and I noticed that they have no phone number available to reply on. Hypocritical much? I sent them an email with the subject F off with your spam. I will not accept that from anyone. What do you think, Warren?
If you don't want to receive, there is a do not call register.
Yeah.
If you go to donotcall.gov.au, you can register your mobile phone and then you don't receive these things. And mine's registered, so I didn't receive. I'm assuming that's why I didn't receive it anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe political and campaigns are accepted. I don't know what the law is there. But you can do that. Look, you know what? I think, as I said before, it's all about activating the yes vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the no vote is being activated, whether we like it or not, and they're doing quite an effective job at it.
Yeah, and
so
I think it's the equality campaign's responsibility to actually try every avenue. Why not?
Absolutely. And we all assumed Donald Trump wouldn't be president, didn't we?
Exactly.
And look what happened.
But Simon, thanks for your input.
Hey Matt, did you receive the text message over the weekend?
No, I didn't get one myself. But I don't really understand this sentiment of people being disgusted or outraged that they've received an SMS. I mean, it's annoying at best, you know, let's not.
Yeah.
Bloody's out of proportion.
And that's exactly the way I feel about it. People are just having hissy fits like, how dare they do this to me? It's an invasion of my privacy. Well, come on, it's just a text. You're not getting...
Yeah, and I wonder if it was any other topic, I wonder if it would be this sort of controversial.
Yeah, what if you won $1 million via text? I bet you wouldn't be going, this is intrusive to my world.
I mean, the whole campaign's an invasion of our privacy, isn't it?
Exactly, but this is it really, isn't it? We don't want to campaign. We're being made to campaign by the government. So, you know, you almost can't win, can you? Like, so we're campaigning and then people are complaining about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And as I said, the no vote are campaigning too. So we've got to do everything to activate those who would vote yes to make sure they do vote yes.
Absolutely.
Exactly. One from here from Andy says, morning, guys. I think it is a great thing to get reminders over the phone. Being busy in the kitchen, you know what I mean, Anastasia? Time gets away from you. All you need is a reminder. And that is such a great example, Andy. Of course, sometimes you just need a reminder, even if it's an annoying one.
Exactly. And given that the vote's not
like
compulsory.
Our show. It might be annoying, but it's a reminder.
But it's a reminder we're here.
Joy. Exactly. We've got another one in here saying from the lovely Tim. He says, morning, guys. Loving the show. I also received the SMS on Saturday. I really like the idea that organisations like that are campaigning hard to try and enact equality. With respect to the other SMS that you guys received earlier on about protesting the whole thing, how would this person feel if it was a no?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's a really good point as well.
And the no people are activating. Now, if you don't receive your postal vote by today,
yes.
You should have received it by today's mail. If you haven't, contact the ABS and you can request another one and the original one will be invalidated. So
you're fantastic, Warren.
Keep an eye out for it.
Hey, listen, darling, you keep putting your finger in a hole and I don't like it. Your finger's in that hole constantly. It's inappropriate.
It's not.
We need to unpack it.
It's a little. I just noticed a little hole in my T-shirt.
Right.
But you know what's really spooky?
Maybe you need your cupboards. Fertilised or something.
Fertilised. You know what it is.
Maybe need some chook shit in there or something to get
something
rid of all
strange.
The crap.
I'm getting these little holes in my T-shirt, but they're like those, but they're in the same spot.
Yes.
And they're right where my belt is, and I don't know if they're wearing on
it's
my belt.
It's kind of addictive,
or...
though, because your fingers just keeps going.
Okay,
right
and I'm making it into a bigger hole now.
Yeah.
It's getting I don't know why. It's the same spot. Like if was moths or something, and I've got things in my cupboard.
But do you know an old wives' tale? If you put chook shit in your cupboards, with all your clothes where it gets holes, it will prevent them from getting holes.
Really?
Yeah, just put chook manure in there.
I put it on my garden. Maybe I put my T-shirts on my garden. Do you ever get frustrated when people park outside your house?
Do I?
Yeah.
Not really.
No?
No.
Okay, well, that's the end of that story. Well, a guy has got very frustrated.
Yes.
He got so frustrated. Someone parked outside his house. He lives near the airport.
Right.
They went to the airport, flew away for a few days, and he works at
Sort of the film The Castle. Yeah, go on.
Well, he works at one of those major discount, you know, supermarket shops where you can get bulk things in big supplies.
Yep. And lots of toilet paper.
He bought cling wrap.
Okay.
He bought cling wrap. Like, I don't know how much.
Probably got the industrial one.
The industrial
the
one.
The massive one,
He wrapped her entire car in cling wrap. The entire car. You couldn't just, not just, it looks like, you know when you get your luggage wrapped at the airport for security reasons?
Yeah, totally.
It looked exactly like
I'm
that.
I'm so tuning into his anger. He would have wrapped it. How many times do you reckon he would have wrapped it?
I don't know. But it just looks like a wrapped up piece of meat. What a great idea. She would have come back. Furious.
Well, that ought to teach her a lesson.
Late night flight, she gets to her car and it's been cling wrapped.
Hysterical. Warren, I love being a WOG. I know I go on about this all the time, but I love being a Greek WOG. But what I love the most about Melbourne is it's so multicultural. Now, I grew up in Footscray and there's a lot of culture there, but my sister lives in Coburg and there's heaps of culture there. And I caught up with her the other day and there's so many WOGs around. I love it. Anyway, we bumped into this other Maltese WOG chick, a friend of my sister's, okay? I hadn't met her before. She's like, hi, and my sister introduced me to her and whatever. And she's like, how are you, Anna? Da da da, whatever. She goes, oh my God, Anna, your face has shrunk. Oh my God, you've lost so much weight. She goes, but you've still got a massive ass.
What did your sister
do? And my sister could not stop laughing. I was creaming my pants laughing. And I adored her instantly. I just thought, oh, at least she's honest.
Yeah.
Although I will say my sister doesn't have a big butt. But anyway.
Well, last week we spoke about the girl who had six of her ribs removed.
Oh my God,
so
yes.
So that she could look like Wonder Woman.
That's right.
Which I didn't think it looked that good at all, actually. If you did miss it, you can download it on our podcasts by going to iTunes and hitting subscribe.
Yeah, if you type in Anastasia Warren.
But a 25-year-old model from Sweden who's known for posting Instagram pictures of her addiction to plastic surgery has posted a pic of her new 178-centimetre butt.
Oh, my God, that's massive.
That's right. She Natasha
Crowley. You'd get lost in that.
You'd get lost. She had her first surgery to enlarge her buttocks when she was 20
or
years
suffocated.
Of age. She was then obsessed with
I can't
with
breathe
body.
Just looking at this picture.
She eats high-calorie food in the hope that they'll get even
a lot of potatoes.
Bigger. She goes, I'll do whatever it takes to have the world's biggest bum. It is absolutely.
She's eating a lot of potatoes. Now, listen, if you want to have a look at the picture of this late 178-centimetre buttocks. Yeah. Lick us and like us. Type in Anastasia Warren. We'll put up this Swedish model up for you. So
nearly
you can,
2 metres.
Your eyes have a feast on this butt. I've noticed you're limping.
I still had.
What's going on, mate?
I still got a bit
had
of a limp.
Had a big night last night?
No, it's from a couple of weeks
went
ago.
Went out dancing, did you?
No, not at all. You know what you don't do? You don't do sport after you've had a few beers.
Right.
Because I did it.
You didn't, did you?
I only had a couple. I had two.
It's very irresponsible
it
of you.
It is, but I was with some friends. We
I
were
can't
skiing.
Believe it. Were you trying to, like, impress them?
No, we went off. You know what it's like.
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
They have one, then, okay, I'll have one.
Well, you
so
know
I
what
one.
I'm like when I have a few.
And then, of course, you know.
I offer myself to.
Oh. Yeah, we'll talk about that. False confidence. I went up and I went crazy. I had this spectacular fall.
Oh.
So I'm limping because of that.
Oh, you poor darling.
So you never should do stuff. But it's not as bad as a group of climbers who had to be rescued from the top of Britain's tallest peak because they went up there and they found themselves completely incapacitated from having taken cannabis. They got stuck. They couldn't get down.
Oh, my God, they smoked too many joints.
They smoked. So we don't encourage you to take anything or
not.
Drink or whatever when
no.
you're doing sports. But they had to get search and rescue and they were just comatosed on the top of this peak, and I think the weather was about to turn.
Who would it be? Hello.
I know. How frightening would that be? So mine's not so bad. So that's my limp.
Yeah. Hey, now listen. Yes. If you're comfortable talking about poop with your partner, apparently you're in a happy relationship. Research.
Really?
Yeah. Recent research. Shows.
Research shows.
From Maryland University. Yeah, some topics are off limits, right, with your partner.
Yeah.
Is that the case for you? Because I've noticed with me, you're incredibly comfortable about everything.
No, well, I think it takes time to...
It didn't take you long at all. I think the first week, you get one rep.
I did not.
And we bonded immediately.
It takes time to get comfortable with your partner, but you eventually get there.
Of course.
And it shows you're relaxed. But I'm uncomfortable.
Sometimes too relaxed, darling. I'll
I'm uncomfortable
right
talking about it on the air.
No, don't be. Look, darling, we agreed. We're in a partnership right now, and we did make it. We agreed that we're going to be vulnerable and raw with our. I was going to say customers, with our listeners, and we need to be. Now, talk us through it. Something went on over
right,
the weekend when you had headphones on. Now, let's talk about it.
I had my headphones. I'm not comfortable doing this, but I did.
No, come
I
on.
Had my headphones on. I was power walking, and my headphones were blasting really, really loud.
So you were like, hell, we're talking really loud.
I was enjoying myself.
Yeah, because you've got really good headphones too.
Yeah. So I can't hear anything. You know, yeah. Those noise-cancelling ones. So I don't know if anyone's around or what's
yes,
happening.
Of course.
I just hope I don't get run
over. You get lost in the moment, don't you?
You get lost. I was lost in the moment, and yeah, I did.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
You let one rip.
I did.
Oh,
I did.
My God.
And then I looked, and there was someone right behind me. I was mortified
and
astounded.
Like, was it like this?
No, it wasn't like
this. Was it like a massive one?
No. It wasn't like any of those at all. Hey, I figured out a way of meeting men.
Really?
There's a new study that's from a university in Belgium.
You're not sending pictures of your peanut worm anymore?
No, it says well-educated women...
People want to see a photo of that. Go onto our Facebook page, by the way.
Well-educated women are dumbing down to avoid being single forever. Now, it's based on heterosexual relationships.
Right. Women are dumbing down, are they?
So I'm going to dumb myself down.
Right.
I'm going to dumb myself
down. Well, just
down.
Tune in to me, darling.
You're not dumb.
No, hey, I am.
We went out for drinks on Friday. We had a very important meeting.
We did have a very important meeting, our future, darling.
We had a lot to discuss, a lot of really very significant issues to discuss, and you had a couple of wines.
I did have a couple
and
of
I
wines.
And I noticed that as the time progressed and we're working through our little agenda of things that we all need to discuss, we had our podcaster there too.
Yes, lovely man.
You were just looking at girls, and your attention was just
disappearing. I'm a bit like one of those blokes, you know, they're very visual, they get distracted very easily.
Yeah,
I am whinging about blokes.
You would have had anyone.
I'd become one of them after a second wine.
You would have had anyone. And then I thought you'd been successful, but you actually knew these people.
Yeah, exactly.
But, so I found a way that I can meet them. Just
tune in to me. Tune in to Anastasia.
Tune in to you. Go out more with you. You're fun.
What a great show.
That's
what a great way to start your week with Anastasia Warren on a Monday.
Monday morning.
And then we tail end you at the end of the week, Thursday and Friday.
We tail end you, which we love doing.
Oh, my God.
Thursday we're back at 6:30.
Can't wait to be with you then,
have a
darling.
Great week.
Have a lovely week.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.